KMVQ FM, KMVQ HD1, San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose.
Hey, Ariel, you ready?
Every single morning when I wake up.
Yo, 1, 2, yeah.
It's something I listen to on my way to work to get hyped up.
I love you so much.
99.7 now. First thing I wake up to, like, last thing I hear, you know.
This is good radio.
Oh my God, am I really on the show?
Stand by.
Turn it up.
3, test, 2,
let's go.
Please welcome Big Bay Mornings.
Oh, well, 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 that is us. Good morning, everybody, and happy Hump Day. Welcome to Wednesday, September 16th. Happy Mexican Independence Day as well today. It's also National Guacamole Day. I wonder if that's for that reason or not, but I'm going to be having me some guac today as well. And also National Working Parents Day. So shout out to all the working parents. And oh gosh, now more than ever, you are juggling even more. School at home, work from home, cooking, cleaning, all of it, man. We got a lot going on, but yeah, good morning, everybody.
I got to give praise to Vanessa, doing it all herself.
That's a lie. I am here and I help out with the cooking, with the cleaning.
I know how you help cook. You get on that app. You get on that app. You're like, oh, I'll cook tonight. Hold on. Let's see what's good on Dash Pass, baby. Yeah,
wait, what has free guacamole today for National Guac Day?
What has free guacamole and free delivery? All right. Don't worry about it, honey. I got the cooking tonight. Stay in the room and work away.
So how good did it feel yesterday to finally have some breathable air? Oh, my gosh. Oh, it was so nice. I sat outside for like 2 hours yesterday. Loved it.
Yeah, so I spent the afternoon like washing. You know, you mentioned your power washer. I don't have a power washer, but I have, you know, the nozzle with the power, you know.
The hose. Attached to the hose, you mean?
Yeah, yeah. That you attach to the hose.
A little sprayer.
I was, like, out there. But let me tell you what I did. It's so stupid. I power washed the bottom of my, you know, the bottom deck first.
Before the furniture?
No. What do you mean? Then I went upstairs and power washed the top deck. So guess what happened?
All the ash and dirty water came down to the level you just cleaned.
Correct. So then I spent 20 more minutes outside doing the bottom again. So always do the top first, the bottom second. Well, right, Art?
I don't know anything about that.
Well, I always tell you, I love the power washer. It is my favorite pastime, so you are welcome to borrow it if you want to use it. It's super fun and addicting. And it takes time. You know what I mean? Like, to do things right, it really takes some patience and time, so it's a full mission.
It is so addicting, Benny, because I had the super sprayer on my hose. Not the power. I need the power wash to really get it clean. But in between the cracks, it holds, like, leaves and things, that debris that's falling from the trees. And when you get in there and you see all that stuff coming up and getting out of there, moving on. Oh, my God. It's like the most satisfying feeling ever.
It is indeed. It is. Producer Art, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Did you enjoy outdoors at all yesterday?
I finally got to go for a bike ride for the first time in like 2 weeks. And I'm very out of shape. I mean, you know, exponentially now because I haven't gone outside for like 2 weeks.
I just picture him as like Forrest Gump when he's riding his bike. You know? like very unathletic, awkward.
I am very athletic.
Well, I'm still waiting on you to bring that bike over here so we go on a bike ride through the hills of Marin. Come on.
I mean, I only have a single speed, so I'll get up half of that hill, but I'll do my best.
That single speed is not going to cut it for some of these hills.
And also, please remember that Benny says that now, but as soon as you say you want to come over, he'll ghost you.
No.
He's going to disappear.
No, I won't. Not when it comes to a bike ride. I'm in for that.
Yeah. Don't you always ghost our promotions director when he tries to come over for a bike ride?
Well, that's different. Oh, is it? I love you, Carlos. I love you. I haven't seen Carlos in a long time, our promotions director. Actually, I miss him. You know, that is the thing. I was reading this list this morning about some of the things we miss about going into the office and seeing some of the of our coworkers. I miss that. You know what else I really miss is going out to lunch with coworkers. Like, that was super fun.
That was fun.
Yeah. Aww. One day, 2022, I'll see y'all again, okay?
It was always fun until, you know, our lunch started about 11 a.m., because we get off the show. And then it was always fun until we got a call from Vanessa around 4 p.m. Like, where are y'all? It's 4. Y'all are still at lunch? Oh, yeah, we kind of are.
Yeah. Oh, we love our long extended lunches. Well, good morning. Happy Hump Day, everybody. Welcome to the day, of course, The Secret Sound. We are doing it this morning, 8:20 and 9:20. $1,500 is in that jackpot. So if you want to win that, make sure you are here later this morning. But right now, we've got Big Money Minute. 10 questions worth $1,000 if you can answer them all correctly within 60 seconds. And if you have signed up at 997now.com, we could be calling you next. Let's kick it off with some Usher this morning.
Let's play
Big Money Minute.
And we're playing with Samantha in Fremont. Good morning, Samantha.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Oh, I miss Fremont, Samantha. How's Pacific Commons holding up without me?
Oh, it's doing okay.
Yeah, oh, I miss everything about Fremont. It was nice and sunny there. Oh, well, when you get divorced, things happen.
Divorced. Well, thank you for buying me some time there, Greg, while I find my question.
Yeah, there you go. We only had some last night, but...
Oh, yeah. Oh, there they are. I got them.
We could always switch it up one day, and I could read the questions. God knows what would happen.
That'd be fun.
That would be fun. Maybe we'll do that next hour. You read them, I'll recap them.
Oh, Lord.
But I did find them, so let's run through these together. All right, Samantha, $1,000 could be yours if you answer these 10 questions correctly in 60 seconds. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do this.
Let's do it.
Ready, set, go.
True or false, Al Gore ran for president in the 80s.
True.
How many days are in 5 weeks?
35.
How many degrees does a perfect angle have?
90.
Spell license.
LISENCE.
If I'm drinking a PSL, what am I drinking?
A beer.
What country are Dutch people from?
Sweden.
What lake sits on the border of California and Nevada?
Oh, Lord. I don't know. Pat.
Mark McGuire played for what Bay Area team?
Oakland A's.
Which continent has the largest population?
North America.
Tony Stark is the alter ego of what superhero?
Iron Man.
Yep.
All right.
We did
get through all 10 of them this morning, but it was a little bit rough, Samantha. But let's go through them. There's definitely ones that you knew. It's actually false. Al Gore ran for president in 2000, not in the 80s. There are 35 days in 5 weeks. 90 degrees and a perfect angle. License, you transpose the C and the S, so it's actually LICENSE. If you're drinking a PSL, that's a pumpkin spice latte, but you know what? They have...
I don't drink that.
I don't either, but they do have pumpkin spiced beer, so hey, that was a good guess. If you are Dutch, you're
that
from...
That sounds terrible. Who wants a pumpkin spice beer?
Have you had the horchata beer, too? It's disgusting.
I will smack that out of your hand if I see you drinking so a gross pumpkin spice beer.
I mean, listen, y'all know I'm from the country. I'll just take a good old Miller Lite, Bud Light. I don't need all that stuff. If you are Dutch, you are from the Netherlands. The lake we were looking for on the California-Nevada border, of course, that's Lake Tahoe. You must be an Oakland A's fan because you knew Mark McGuire was one of the Smash Brothers for the A's. The largest population is Asia, and Tony Stark's is Iron Man.
All right, Samantha, no $1,000 this time around. But go have yourself a great day. All right.
Bye,
Samantha.
All right. I'll come see you in Fremont.
Fremont. All right. 6:30.
Fremont.
6:30 dirty is coming. The air is finally somewhat breathable, but smoke is on its way back soon. We'll tell you when that will happen. Plus, Apple dropped some new products yesterday, and we'll go over them next. Hang on.
Big Bay Mornings.
Wake up with Benny and Greg.
I love you guys. You are so freaking funny.
Morning. Happy hump day, everybody. So, are you driving right now? And if so, do you consider yourself a good or a bad driver?
Now, I think everybody likes to think they're a good driver, but let's be real. Get on the road for 30 seconds, and that's not the case.
Everybody thinks they are a good driver. I am a good driver because I am a very cautious, slow driver. I am not wild, out of control. I don't need to get anywhere very quickly.
Well, I have noticed, because I'm in the group of people that just haven't driven much over the past 6 months, and so when I do run to the store or whatever, I'm a bit rusty. I got left foot a little bit. It's, you know, like I come to these just abrupt stops. Like, I'm like, geez, I need to practice driving again. It's been a while.
Yeah, I drive my car at least once a week. That's to move it for street cleaning. I mean, that's about it. And I move it a block. So I'm not driving a whole lot. Then I go to the grocery store. And that's about it.
Well, here are the top five signs that you are considered a bad driver. Number five, you use your horn too much.
Never use it.
I don't either, unless it, you know, sometimes I've had to use it. If somebody really pulls a a-hole move and cuts me off, I'll use it. But I'm not doing the New York thing, you know, where the light turns green, just by the way they do. Gee, it's been like not even 1 second.
Drove me crazy in Philadelphia. They are horn crazy. Horny they are.
Hello.
They blow their horns constantly. I hated it.
You have constant road rage. For sure, that makes you a bad driver. You're just always angry behind the wheel. Art strikes me as somebody that's always angry behind the wheel.
Oh, absolutely.
Because other people are bad drivers. I mean, so of course I'm going to be mad at them.
That doesn't make you a good driver. You're now a bad driver.
Okay, whatever.
I let it go just because I've read too many stories where somebody flipped somebody off and then they, you know, shot them. Yeah. It's not worth it. Just let them do what they want to do.
This is my pet peeve. Tailgating. Mm-mm. Do you brake check somebody when they're tailgating? Just start tapping the brakes? Like,
okay, that's
off,
okay, that's called road rage also. That's a form of road rage.
No, that's passive aggressive, though. No,
do not do that. Do not. That is dangerous.
This is bad.
But now listen, if you're the guy in the fast lane going 55, then you should be getting tailgated. Get over.
And the high beams being flashed at you, horn honking, all of it.
Again, that's road rage.
If you're driving the speed limit.
All terrible recommendations.
No, is that terrible?
You two are horrible. Stay off the road.
Top five signs you're a bad driver. Number two, cutting people off.
No.
You cut people off?
No, never. I hate it.
I don't cut people off, but is this... Okay, here's the one bad thing I do. Tell me if this is cutting people off. So when there's a long line, I go into the short line, and then I force my...
No!
I know.
I will block you. I'm the person who will try to block you.
Yeah, but guess what? If you block me, the person in front of you will let me go. I am that person.
No, that's the person behind me that might let you go. That one in front already didn't let you go, and now I'm not letting you go.
The one bad thing that I do is I will not wait in a long line. If there's a short line, I will drive up and I will go in, and I always get in.
Well, how? I don't understand how people have such a hard time understanding the concept of merging. Every other car goes.
It's like a
zipper. The D-bags that try to get, they scooch up. It's two. I'm going to go with this car in front of me. I'm not letting you in. Like, merging every other car goes. I don't understand the problem.
Well, it's because they're all trying to block people like Greg who are trying to cut.
Sorry. At least I can admit that I have a problem with that. But I'm perfect in every other way as far as driving. That is, I do that.
And the number one sign you're a bad driver, excessive speeding. But what's not on the top five that I think should be on here is not using your blinker.
Yes.
That drives me nuts, too. Mm-hmm. Use your blinker. It's a little magical switch you have there on your left side of the steering wheel.
I do all that. And I think I'm a good driver only because my father and my brother were so... They both taught me how to drive, and they're so mean, and they say the F word so much and screamed at me so much that it's just, like, ingrained in me now that...
But do you have tickets or accidents?
Me? Zero.
I think everybody does.
Nope.
I don't.
I have no tickets,
do
no
you?
Accidents, knock on wood.
Greg?
Of course. I mean, who doesn't have at least a ticket and an accident?
Well, I mean, I did it when I was 18. I got one ticket. But that's
okay, well,
gone.
Then you have one.
That's long gone off my record. At 18, I mean,
how many tickets
no one asked you if it was on your record. Who knows how many tickets I have.
So many.
I mean, hardly any here. Uh-huh. In Texas, a zillion. But here, not many. I did get one because I turned left onto Mission off of 16th once, and the cop was pulled me over at 5 in the morning going to work and told me that everybody in San Francisco knows that you can't take a left onto Mission from San Francisco. I was like, they do? Seriously, you think everybody in San Francisco knows that?
Well, I'm teaching my daughter, Alyssa, how to drive right now, and it is the scariest thing in the world. Mm. I mean, it's such a huge responsibility. So that part just scares me. And she's good. She's doing pretty good. I think the thing she needs to work on the most is coming to a better stop. But then here I am saying that I'm coming to a better stop lately.
Yeah.
But, you know, you got to ease into that stop. It's from gas to brake. But it's scary. And took her on the freeway for the first time 2 weeks ago.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's scary stuff, man.
I just thought of the other bad thing I do. And I've admitted to this before. I do text when I drive. And I gotta stop.
No, I do. No.
But it's usually only at stop signs and stop lights.
Yeah, no, when she's driving, phone goes in the center console. Yeah, absolutely.
Listen, Benny, we all know you're great at putting away your phone and ignoring it for hours and 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 days and days and days, even if you're not driving. But I'm not. I think I have to respond to every message immediately.
All right, we got to jump into your 630 Dirty. It's on the way. Kim Kardashian is boycotting Instagram. Some may be happy, others are sad. We'll talk about it next. Hang on.
Are you ready? And now, Dirty on the 30.
Headlines.
Well, how about that? We actually had some semi-normal looking skies and breathable air yesterday.
It was beautiful outside. I worked in the back and sprayed off ash and stuff, and I actually got a little bit of a sunburn.
Let's enjoy it while we can, because smoky skies could come back this weekend. They're saying late Saturday, maybe Sunday. So enjoy the clear skies while we have them. Officials in Louisville, Kentucky have reached a $12 million settlement with the family of Breonna Taylor in its wrongful death lawsuit.
But still, nobody's been arrested.
The city has also agreed to sweeping police reforms as part of the negotiation. But yes, as you said, Greg, a lot of people are still very upset because they do not believe justice has been served, as no officers have been charged. Apple held an event yesterday, but no new iPhone was announced. They did announce a new iPad and a new Apple Watch, which is perfect since I just bought my watch like 2 months ago.
Doesn't that always happen?
They also revealed a series of bundles for some of their subscription services. For example, you can bundle Apple TV Plus, Apple Music, Apple Arcade, and 50 gigs of iCloud storage for $15 a month. By the way, the iOS software update will be available today as well. And a new survey looked at how long it takes us to make a fairly major purchase like a new TV. And from start to finish, what do you think the average time is?
For me, it's about 15 minutes, but
I don't know. He's an impulse buyer.
Oh, you get online, you see something you like, and bam, let's say 2 days.
No, they're saying just over 3 hours from start to finish is how long it takes for somebody to make a big purchase. They broke it down in 7 stages, everything from, like, you know, spending nearly 40 minutes deciding, well, whether or not I actually need the product, and then 30 minutes spent reviewing the item.
Sassy sport.
The 2-game series between the Giants and the Mariners in Seattle was postponed yesterday and then moved to San Francisco because of unhealthy air quality in Seattle caused by all these West Coast fires. Now, you know things are bad in Seattle if they're moving the games from indoors there to outdoors here, saying the air quality in San Francisco is far better. But as you mentioned, it is getting better here. It's getting worse there. Major League Baseball was heavily criticized for letting the A's and Mariners play a doubleheader in Seattle on Monday, with the air quality index reaching very unhealthy levels, even with that roof closed. And A's pitcher Jesus Luzardo told the media he's a healthy 22-year-old, and he was gasping for air during the game on Monday.
I believe it.
The 49ers are now actively trying to identify a fan and ban him from 49er events for life after he sent super horrifically racist tweets to Arizona Cardinals player Buda Baker after the Cardinals beat San Francisco Sunday. Telling you, this Twitter is just a place where trolls hang out.
It's everywhere right now, unfortunately.
Baker shared the tweets from the fan who called him multiple racist slurs, including the N-word, after Baker was involved in a play where 49er star tight end George Kittle was injured. The play was not dirty at all. He just tackled him. But injuries happen in football. Immediately, the Niners denounced the tweet, saying that those words don't represent the team or its fans, and Kittle posted support of Baker. And the Denver Nuggets shocked Kawhi Leonard and the LA Clippers last night in Game 7 of their series, so it'll be the Nuggets advancing to the Western Conference Finals to play LeBron and the Lakers, not the heavily favored Clippers. That's all I got for Sassy Sports. Do you know what I always say?
If they're playing with balls, I'm all over it.
Entertainment Report.
Cardi B has filed for divorce from husband Offset after 3 years of marriage. There are a ton of rumors floating around that Offset cheated again.
Not a surprise.
You're right. Back in 2018, he got caught cheating. She took him back. Cardi has yet to say anything publicly, but you know there's going to be a fun Instagram video coming from Cardi when she's ready.
That Instagram video is probably proof that he cheated. Can you imagine? She's probably going to post something that he did.
She plays the footage. Cardi is also seeking full custody of their two-year-old daughter, Culture. Disney Plus dropped a new trailer for the second season of its hit Star Wars series, The Mandalorian. The clip features Mando and Baby Yoda arriving on a snowy planet and introduces Rosario Dawson's new character.
Oh my God, everybody's obsessed with the show.
Season 2 will launch October 30th. You probably won't see any social media posts from your favorite celebs today, thanks to the Stop Profit for Hate boycott. So the day-long freeze aims to pressure Facebook and IG to crack down on hate speech and disinformation on their platforms. Kim Kardashian, Jennifer Lawrence, Demi Lovato, Katy Perry, and Leo DiCaprio are among some of the celebs joining in the boycott. That is your Dirty on the 30.